Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're willing to hire the best attorneys to fight them in court with all the shenanigans they're playing, with all the anomalies we've seen happen.
Nevada Republican Party Chair Michael McDonald had vowed to fight the criminal charges he tried to overturn former President Donald Trump's 2020 loss in the state. The fake electors case against McDonald and five others has been dismissed by a state judge, saying prosecutors filed in the wrong county. Democrats say they want to appeal. Courts in Arizona, Georgia, and Michigan are considering similar cases. Officials in Milwaukee say people will be allowed to carry guns within blocks of the Republican National Convention next month. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle says local officials can't alter Wisconsin gun laws for the event, but weapons will be banned within the convention's perimeter.
Previous experience and extensive preparation all contribute to a level of confidence ahead of this convention. We have been busy preparing for any possible scenario, including planned and pop-up demonstrations.
Protesters have been offered two outdoor stages, one within sight of the convention arena. More than 100 organizations have applied to demonstrate so far. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed a bill making it illegal to wear a mask in public, but for reasons tied to campaign finance. Democratic State Representative Tim Longest says an amendment to the bill would undo some limits on dark money groups.
Billionaire donors who want to buy our state elections, but who don't want the public to know what they are doing or who they are giving to, will be able to use these out-of-state entities to funnel money to the committees of these top candidates.
Democrats say the changes are meant to bolster fundraising for the GOP's far-right gubernatorial candidate, Mark Robinson, who has so far raised only half as much as his Democratic opponent. While House Republicans make claims about non-citizens voting in federal elections, some right-wing groups are targeting municipalities that do let them cast ballots in local races. A new lawsuit claims Burlington is violating the Vermont Constitution by letting non-citizens vote in school board races, but State Representative Hal Colston says both the legislature and a majority of voters approved the law.
This is the local control that Vermont champions. This is the local democracy that other states covet.
The Justice Department says the state of Alaska is violating the Americans with Disabilities Act by not providing accessible voting machines or polling places. Kenai, Alaska resident Maggie Winston tells Alaska News Source that often means a lack of privacy for voters with physical challenges.
It would be great as an adult to be able to independently vote without having to tell someone who I'm voting for.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.